Morning Show.
Let's go to, Peter? Is that you, Peter?
Hey, now. Hey. So, my wife is expecting our first son, and, I'm wrapping my brain around whether or not to get a circumcision. Well, for him, of course.
I feel your pain, dude. I tell you the truth. I never had a son, so I didn't have to confront this. But I know deep
After
in my heart.
All you've said, you would have an argument with yourself about it?
Yes. I am so definite that circumcision is wrong, that we are born perfect, that circumcision was something dreamt up by mankind. In the same way that we criticize Africa for circumcising their women, it's got to be just as wrong to cut off a piece of skin on a guy's dick. And as best as I can tell, that years and years, hundreds of years ago, man was so out of control that they came up with this cockamamie bullshit story. But the fact was, they thought if they cut off this foreskin that has so much sensation in it, that men wouldn't go around raping and pillaging and being out of control with their dicks, that they would cut down on the sensation and the sensitivity. I am so convinced that circumcision is wrong, that it is not a covenant with God, as many religions, including the Jewish religion, believes, or that it is some kind of bad thing to have a foreskin. I'm so convinced of it. I am so definite on it. That I must tell you, it is 100% wrong to do, and yet, this is the fucked up part, and yet, I still don't know whether I would circumcise my son or not.
That is crazy.
Well, you had a reason. You had a reason. You had your parents. You know, the Jewish tradition, you're half Italian, half Jewish. I don't have that burden.
So, who's that, future Robin over there, or is that present Robin? I don't know who I'm working
I
with.
I think so. She crept in.
But I really seriously have a problem with this because, you know, I have heard from some guys who are uncircumcised that their foreskin is a problem. It hurts them. It's hard to retract. It's hard to maintain a healthy penis. I've heard all of these things.
Howard, the whole continent of Europe is uncircumcised.
I know. That's why I can't go there.
The whole country of Canada, uncircumcised.
Another place I can't go because I look so different. What if I go to a nudist colony? People make fun of me.
Baba Fuhai is right here.
Go ahead, Baba.
His kids didn't get circumcised. Do they have problems with girls? I mean,
I don't know what their sex lives are about, but they both are circumcised. And if I had to do it again, I would. It was a discussion at the time. In fact, the nurse at the hospital tried to talk me out of it big time, but we want to do it. But Howard, if you talk to most of the guys on the staff who are uncircumcised, at one point or another, they've had issues, whether it be with infections or cleanliness or, you know, stuff.
But
I'm not saying it's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, well, but a lot of the guys on our staff are animals. I mean, they don't maintain
staff,
anything.
Gary.
Now, I mean, how many times do I have
Fred
to hear
is
about
a gentleman, and Fred does maintain his penis, and he claims he does not have a problem. He retracts it. He regularly cleans out cheese. He's got a whole cheese farm down there, but he gets rid of it.
But Howard, you don't clean your penis, right? There's a whole other step there that you don't have to deal with.
Gary, I'm a superstar. You cannot ask me questions like
that. He would have somebody else clean his penis.
Yeah, I have people who clean my penis. Ralph would be cleaning my penis now as we speak if I was uncircumcised.
Use a brush or what?
Hey, excuse me. It's time for your penis cleaning.
Use the baby shampoo or you just want to use conditioner?
Let's retract your glans penis. now, Fred has described that he has had no problem, right, Fred?
One time was there a ripping, which I'm not going to get too, there was a thing where something happened. I maybe zigged when I should have zagged, and it kind of tore a little bit. Other than that, smooth sailing.
Right.
And as long as you keep it clean, you don't have a problem. So I don't know when anybody gets any sort of infections or cheese or this, that, or the other
thing.
Well,
that's why I said
you're lazy.
It's our staff, Fred.
Well, Sal.
That's why they got to wear turbans on their cocks.
Sal once spoke at an anti-circumcision event, and then, of course, circumcised his sons.
Yeah.
Typical. Yeah, it's typical Sal logic. You know what I mean? It's like Sal
you're
literally
exercising the same logic.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm exercising the same logic as Sal.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Right. I should. Sal, why did you do that? I know you feel you should be circumcised. You do not like having an uncircumcised penis, right?
Now I love it.
And why do you now love it?
Well, okay. Well, because now, I mean, my whole life growing up, it was extremely embarrassing to be uncircumcised. You know, people in school would say, oh, that guy has a turtleneck, or, you know, that guy has an anteater. And I would have to hide the fact that I was uncircumcised. And it was extremely embarrassing, especially if you picked up women and whatnot. But as I grew older and I came on the show, I learned to really love my foreskin because of all the stunts, you know, putting things inside of it, growing the cock cheese for Richard's face to see Metallica. I really developed a love. Creep. It became part of my personality. You know, like how Alfalfa has that hair growing in the back of his head. My dick became part of me. It defined somewhat of who I am.
It's always been part of you.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Why did
I'm
you?
Really
so the question
it.
Is why, even after you spoke at the anti-circumcision event, you went ahead and circumcised your kids.
That's
why?
True. And I'll tell you why. Because in spite of me enjoying my penis and I'm on the show, it's very unlikely that my children will be on future shows to do stunts with their dicks.
And fall in love with them.
Yeah. Life. I didn't want them, Howard, to suffer the same humility and embarrassment I did as a child by having an uncut cock.
That's what did you have suffer? Wait a minute. What did you suffer?
Having an uncut cock.
But he suffered humility.
Humility. I was humiliated. Humility with an H.
He's on a roll. Leave him alone.
Go talk to Peter Robin, will you?
Yeah.
But Sal, haven't you had trouble with infections in your life?
Yes, I had eczema a few times. I've had red spots. I mean, tremendous. Howard, I can tell you, sometimes in the morning I take a leak. I get dizzy from the smell that's wafting up. It does. The cheese and the stink that could develop there is horrible.
How often do you wash?
I wash daily, Robin, but if I skip a shower, I could kill a cat with this thing.
So how come?
Sal, you're telling me in the morning, sometimes you go to piss, you take out your cock, and it smells like shit.
It hits... Howard, it's like, I was like, whoa. And it's like, it's almost like a cue, like, Sal, hop in the shower. You know, it's time. And then sometimes, Howard, I have to wash it in the shower, and then I pat it, and then I do a smell test, and sometimes I have to go back in the shower.
Wow. Sal, do you think you have the most famous foreskin in the world at this point? It's been on camera so many years.
I'd like to believe that, Howard. I'm really proud of that. As a matter of fact, you know the guy who shoved his balls up his ass? We talked about him recently in the video. I wanted to see what I could do. I'm able to stretch my foreskin and kind of tuck it in my butthole.
Would you be willing to do that
you
now?
Can.
I don't know if I could do it on Zoom, what the legalities are, but I
what
would.
Do you mean? What do you mean?
What, Zoom has a problem?
I'll try it.
I mean, why? What does Zoom care? If you're going to take your dick now and take your foreskin, stretch it, and put it in your ass?
Yes, I will.
All right. I want to see that.
Make sure you're on camera. Don't miss a thing.
Yes, Sal. Tilt your camera down. We can't see.
Make sure.
There you go.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Don't fuck this up. There it is. I hope Zoom doesn't get upset.
I want the kids to walk in.
There he goes, Robin.
He can't do that.
Sal, I can't see your asshole.
Turn to the camera. Okay. Turn your asshole to the camera.
Turn around.
He's like Jim Carrey with no joke. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh.
Hit it in there.
Oh, there we go.
Is it going to stay?
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
He'll get it in there.
Okay. Okay. Does anybody have any idea how unhygienic... what just happened is you put the head of your dick in your asshole.
Well,
is it in there now?
It stinks.
No, I mean, I can sit. I can tuck it in and sit on it. Yeah.
What?
Well, let's see your butt with it in.
Well, I can. No,
he couldn't make it stay.
I can't stay, but I could shove it in. Hold on.
Don't hurt yourself.
Don't ever put that camera on your face.
Yeah. Now we got a good shot. Let me see what you're doing. Get in there.
Oh, make that my God.
It's like Turkish taffy, that foreskin. Sal's actually fucking himself in the ass right now, technically.
Oh, my.
Look at that.
He did it. Crazy.
Good for you, Sal. You really have a new skill. Look at that.
Did it stay or did it pop right out? It's mostly finger up there, and he's up to, like, almost.
Robin, I shoved my dick up my ass. That's impressive. Come on.
Come on, Robin. Stop it. You're actually criticizing
him. Hey, boner.
No. His foreskin was in there, too.
Yeah, so to answer your question, that's why I'm proud of my my penis.
Well, Peter, has this helped you?
The microphone and everything.
It's okay. He's disgusting.
Hand has been up his ass.
Peter, does that help you? Peter, does that help your decision?
I wish I was having another daughter after that.
Peter, what you just saw, what you just were described. So, what are you going to do about your sons?
I flip a coin after that because I got Fred, who makes sense, and then I got, you know, Sal, who's out of his mind.
Howard, can I ask a question? I don't understand. Like, Sal, you described that whole thing about how your dick smells, and then Fred talked to us. And Fred, have you ever pulled your pants down and your dick smelled?
No, that doesn't happen.
How's that possible?
I use a daily routine.
Gary, I'm telling you. I mean, Chris Wilding, we've had private conversations about this. He says it's a nightmare with the smell.
Really? Oh, he's uncircumcised?
Yes, yeah.
Think about where he's putting his dick.
Same place I just put mine.
I'll put it in, you will, if you let me. Yeah, you should do it. You should cut it off, because it's mine's been nothing but trouble, and I'm very clean. And Howard, sometimes it doesn't matter. It's just...
Howard, there's no good medical reason to cut off your foreskin. Yes, right. Gary's going to come up with some horseshit. There's like slight, you know, benefits about STDs or some nonsense. But it's, at the end of the day, it's peer pressure. That's all it's about.
That's right.
And you don't want your kid's dick to look different from everybody else. And that seems like a shitty reason to butcher them. Really?
Well, Will, on the other side of the coin, I do know a couple of adult men who had to get circumcised. I'm talking about in their 20s, yep. 30s, 40s, because they had issues with their dicks. And it's a terribly painful thing to go through in the future, you know?
I mean, they were American, and they don't have any role models to help them with their hygiene, apparently.
Well, I would say Fred is a better role model than Sal or Chris.
For sure.
Chris, so you're saying you wake up, and Chris, you wake up with your uncircumcised cock, and sometimes you catch a whiff too?
If I jerk off the night before and I fall asleep, even if I wipe, it doesn't matter. If I go to use the bathroom the next day, you'll get like a fish, you know, style odor that'll hit you. Sure.
Yeah. But apply
so
that
you
logic
have a
to women.
Reason for it. It's not just that it smells.
Well, I don't want to be with women either.
No, but I'm saying that maybe they should cut off their vaginas if they smell a little bit. Like, if you take care of yourself, you know, you'll be fine.
I take care of myself. Listen, I came back from a vacation in February where, I don't know, I guess I was in wet bathing suits or whatever. I had such an issue with my dick for months. I was putting creams. I was seeing doctors. I had to go on FaceTime at one point during COVID and show the dermatologist my penis. It was a nightmare.
So you're saying from a wet bathing suit, you probably got a yeast buildup in your foreskin.
They were ready to biopsy my dick. That's how bad it got, because they were giving me creams that should have helped with yeast, and even those didn't help.
Howard, I put garlic on my cock to get rid of the infections and smell. I mixed it with yogurt and garlic. I put it on my cock, and then it got hot, and all the sugars from the yogurt got into the head of my penis, and my whole penis was completely infected. These things
happen. What doctor told you to do that, Sal?
No doctor.
Google.
He read it on Google.
He's feeding his cock yogurt.
Yeah.
I was so desperate a few months ago, I almost bought witch hazel. And they said witch hazel and
tea tree oil.
Yeah, because I was losing my mind, and it was in the middle of COVID. I couldn't just run to the doctor.
Yeah,
it was bad, and it was getting to the point where it was like the dick would almost break out into like these little white pimples, and then they would like burst.
Look,
Chris, you're an adult.
You can continents full of people that don't go to circumcision because it really isn't a problem. I don't know what's wrong with you guys.
Well, it all depends on the way the foreskin, like I've seen some beautifully uncircumcised penises, but then on occasion I'll be with a guy who, remember I was with that guy, he had like the foreskin that wouldn't pull back, the phimosis.
Right.
And oh my God, the odor from that, Robin. I mean, it was, you'll never forget that odor. You never forget it.
Yeah, speaking but he of had that a odor. Problem.
Speaking of that odor, Richard said, remember when Sal smeared his cock cheese on Richard's face?
Yes.
That Richard said it was, in fact, I think I have tape of that. Let me see if I can find it. You guys have that tape?
Yeah, Fromunda cheese.
Yeah, oh, here it is. Let me see if this is it. Richard getting schmegma mustache. Yeah, as a punishment, Richard had to accept Sal's schmega cheese on his face. And listen to this.
Oh, my God. I'm never going to be able to eat cheese right, again.
Finish your mustache. Go ahead.
Let's finish it off. Let's finish
it. Yeah, you got it.
Oh, he started to throw.
Get away.
Holy shit, he's fucking vomiting.
He's vomiting.
Oh, that's great.
It was bad, right, Richard?
Oh, my God. I've smelled roadkill that's been sitting on a sunny road for like 10 days, and it smelled better than Sal's cock.
I didn't wash my penis for 2 weeks to build up that cheese.
Oh, my God. I've never smelled anything like it. And I swear, I have not eaten ricotta cheese since. It was ricotta. Vile. And the Chris, look of it, the white spots of the cheese. Ugh.
Chris, when you had your penis problem and your penis smelled, yes. So in other words, if you had to do it, if you were advising Peter, you would tell Peter to circumcise his son.
I would. To this day, when I, you know, I'll say,
so
to
do
my
it
mother,
now. Do it now.
First of all, I did have a procedure done on my penis where I had the banjo string moved down because I thought that might help and make it a little more looser and more elastic. And that was a fucking nightmare. Okay. Hey, but to do it now, you have to understand the frenulum, the part behind your cockhead, I had that cut and moved down surgically. When I was 17.
Why didn't you just get your foreskin cut off?
Exactly. Because I was because here's the deal. They don't put you out for that, Robin. You're awake. They freeze you locally by sticking a needle in your testicles. Yes.
No wonder Andy Cohn never called you back. Your smelly cock.
He wishes he could smell my cock.
He's not a banjo fan.
He wishes. Yeah.
He likes the banjo. Who are you, Roy Clark?
Steve Martin.
All right, some people want to weigh in on this topic. This is Alexis who... yes, Alexis.
Hey, Howard. First time, long time. So, from a woman's perspective, I've been with two men in my lifetime who were uncircumcised. And it is now a non-negotiable for me. I do not want to be with any man that has not been circumcised. It was very gross.
Why?
In what way?
Well, like I said, it was two different men. It looks gross. And I would actually, it would give me yeast infections. So I don't know. The one, I think, kept it very, very clean, but it still gave me an infection. And, I mean, men still jerk off. They go after, they try to get as much sex as they can get in. So circumcised or not, you're still horny toad. So I just say from a woman's perspective, I think that parents should do it.
Robin, you are a woman. You have certainly had many experiences, too many to bring up right now. But what about you? Do you find the uncircumcised penis?
I'm trying to think. Have I been with somebody who's uncircumcised?
I'm thinking back to a couple of those guys you were with, and I would swear they had to be uncircumcised. They looked it.
No, the as close as I got was a guy who had just had a circumcision.
Oh, wow. Wow. So you've never been with an uncircumcised man?
I don't think so.
Right. When you see Sal's penis, you've seen it so many times, I can't even... And you just saw it in his ass, which is amazing. What'd you? By the way, Chris, what'd you think of that when Sal got his... Can you do that?
No.
Do it, Chris.
I've never seen a penis that looks like Sal's in nature, to be completely fair. I don't think you should judge it based on Sal's dick.
Sal, do you think
your foreskin is longer than the rest of his dick?
Yeah, I mean, Sal, your foreskin is unnaturally long. The fact that you can stretch it all the way into your asshole is quite an accomplishment.
I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, he's right, Howard. He definitely has the most recognizable penis because I picked it out of a lineup.
Well, I, you know, Sal has a low IQ, but you can't fucking challenge him on his cock. He's got a 5 skin. That ain't no 4 skin. Let's talk to Joe. Peter, people are weighing in with advice on whether or not you should circumcise your sons. It seems that Will, you must have not circumcised your son, right? I mean, you.
No, yeah, and I was very conflicted, much like you say. And there are still parts of it, like, you know, I was circumcised, so I'm not exactly sure what to tell my kid all the time. But I think for the greater good, and you say, fuck it, you're going to walk the walk, or, you know, you got to, if we're ever going to change this ridiculous thing that we do to, baby boys, you got to start mutilation. Somewhere.
It is a mutilation.
Absolutely.
It absolutely is. I have to say, this is Alex.
And it is peer pressure that you're bowing to. He's right.
All right, Alex, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, I had a boyfriend a while back who was uncircumcised, and we always had the smell problem. He'd always have to clean off the head of his dick before we do anything because he can't do any spontaneous blowjobs or anything. But at some point, it was like he became allergic to me, and he developed phimosis. He couldn't pull back the skin on his penis, and the skin, where the circumcised area usually is, became cracked, like the cracks you get in the corner of your mouth, you know? So when he'd go to pull it back, the crack that were scabbed would open up and it would be painful for him. So at the time, I worked for a urologist who said that he needs to get a circumcision. So we got him circumcised, and the doctor ended up using, instead of like the soft fabric stitches, he used like the, almost like a stiff, like plastic, like fishing line. You know, it was like a thorny crown around the head of his dick while he was healing. So he's in his underwear. He's got the thorny stitches that were painful. And it ended up never healing properly to the point where the head of his penis, which is now exposed forever in his underwear, is ultra sensitive. It hurts all the time. He's never comfortable because it's always rubbing against his underwear, and his skin just never got used to being exposed.
I think what you're saying is you're an advocate that people should get circumcised when they're babies. They won't have all these problems, and then it should
How
just
do you
be
know,
done.
Though?
You don't know.
Absolutely. Yeah, because it's just a potential for all of the problems that you could be dealing with as opposed to none.
Chris, I see you nodding your head as this woman speaks. What are you thinking?
Well, that was one of my biggest fears when I was looking to get the circumcision done, is exactly what she said, because your head is so sensitive if you were uncircumcised that if I were just to pull it back now and keep it loose in my pants, it would be like taking your finger and sticking it in your raw eyeball. Like, it's that sensitive. So, oh my God, this poor man to now like have that feeling permanently, he must want to kill himself.
You know what? I think he probably does, because it's never gotten any better, and this has been over a decade already.
Wow.
You still with this guy?
What was that?
Are you still with this guy?
No, but we talk, and he tells me.
She dumped his ass.
His smelly ass. Yeah, that was it. Thank you.
Sex became very difficult, because when he would have sex, it wasn't able to like go a long time anymore. It was like you had to go real quick, you had to concentrate real hard to be able to come, and then you had to stop because it would hurt to go for too long.
What a nightmare. What a nightmare. Ronnie has a question for the group.
He had it was bad.
Ronnie has a question.
I got a cock question for the guys, for like Will and Chris and Fred. Now, I've seen tons of porno movies with guys have uncircumcised cocks. I've never seen a cock like Sal's. It has so much skin.
Right.
I mean, what's the deal with that?
Sal's very special. How does
that happen?
He's a freak.
It looks like bell-bottom pants.
Dude, it's the weirdest looking fucking cock I've ever seen in my life.
Chris, you've seen a lot of cocks, and in reference to what Ronnie's saying, have you ever seen anyone with a penis like Sal's, like with that kind of stretchy foreskin that literally can be shoved in his ass?
No, you could spot that penis from space. It is. I've never seen anything like it. He has way too much foreskin, and most doctors, if you see a baby with that much foreskin, they will recommend circumcision, because that's when you get into trouble, when you have too much of it.
I think the reason that Sal's foreskin is so big, he's got a small actual cock. So the foreskin is just like hanging way over this tiny cock.
Right.
Now, Sal, when you get hard,
does the foreskin retract completely, or do you still have like a sock over the head?
It goes back pretty much. I mean, I have to sometimes push it back further. But
there
I'm stretching
go.
It now, Howard. It's a good 3-inch stretch. On
yeah,
my,
I would say so. It looks like this. You know what your foreskin looks like? It looks like silly putty.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Or baggy pantyhose. What kind of cock is that, man?
Howard, it's like it's getting ready to rob a bank.
When Sal goes to pee, it's a whole process too, because we used to pee together, and like he has to take an extra minute to tear off toilet paper, wipe his cock down, and then shove toilet paper into his foreskin to where his cock looks like a Molotov cocktail, and he always has that toilet paper in there.
Why is he doing that?
Well, because you get drippage, and then it goes into your foreskin, and then it gets itchy. So. This is what it looks like after I leave the bathroom.
Oh my god!
Sal is showing us his cock with tissue paper.
It's like a magician's napkin. He's gonna pull it out of the rabbit hole.
Abracadabra.
You know what your cock looks like? It looks like somebody who chewed their gum and spit it out.
Yeah, but dude, doesn't that all that toilet paper and shit get stuck in there after
of
a while?
Course. Sometimes.
And then you have remnants of toilet paper in there and it stinks.
It's food.
Cigarette butts.
And it stinks.
I went to a urologist and little tabs of toilet paper were stuck on my penis. I forgot about it. So he told me, he goes, retract your foreskin. And I did. And there was chunks of toilet paper stuck to my dick, and he wasn't pleased with that. He goes, can you please go in the bathroom? He goes, can you please go in the bathroom, clean up, and come back?
I'd watch a cartoon of Sal. You know what I mean? Like all of Sal's experience.
with
that dick. Just Sal and his
magic
dick.
Foreskin.
Chris, though, that was so Chris, funny. It's like, it is. It's like a magician who has that little pocket square hanging out, and then he keeps pulling and pulling and pulling.
Chris, when Sal was describing this with the tissues after he pees, you were nodding your head. It seems like you're having the same issues.
Well, I don't do what Sal does because it's ridiculous. But I go through an awful lot of toilet paper just on my dick because you want to make sure you don't have.
Women have to wipe their vaginas too. You know,
okay. Listen,
part of
I remember
experience.
You complaining every day in the back office about having to clean your kid's cock, and then one day telling the poor kid you're on your own. So, don't act like you're Mr. Foreskin. You know what a pain in the ass it is too.
No, I agree. It's hard to figure out exactly what to do. But like you said, or what Howard said, you know, we were made a certain way. It feels weird. Like we don't cut off our eardrums because we get ear infections, you know?
But that's not true. People have surgery all the time because they're born with weird physical things.
Yeah, but it's just not
their hair.
You know,
it's not
at
mandatory.
Least,
like everybody, they don't even know if you're going to have a problem. It's lopped off.
Exactly.
You know that we've become a society where it's become easier to just circumcise, and a lot of you guys don't really talk to each other about maintaining your cock, so therefore we don't know much about it. It just seems to me there's no way that there's some universal force that's telling us when a baby boy is born, his cock should be mutilated and cut and somehow circumcised. It's
better for him somehow.
Yeah, but I don't know what the fuck I would have done. I want to tell you that if I... Yeah,
I just got to say, like, I mean, I'm listening to everybody talk here and I understand where everybody's coming from, but everyone's talking about issues and even Will saying, well, you know, women wipe themselves, but guys don't have, and I don't know, it's just never been an issue. All these things that Sal and Chris are talking about, or even Fred, he says he hasn't had a lot of issues, but once in a while you got to clean a certain way. It's just never been an issue. And if I were Will's boat, it would be really hard for me. Will, you are circumcised, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, so I wouldn't even know how to tell my kids what to do. You know, I'd have to work through it because it's hard. Because I, you know, it's hard to know what to do to your own dick, and now you have to figure something else out.
Yeah, but don't you?
I circumcise my dildos.
Don't you think that Sal is particularly gross? For example, Sal says when he shoots a load, he catches it. You know, when he's jerking off, he catches it with his foreskin, holds it in his pouch. And then he goes over to the toilet and dumps his cum into the toilet using his foreskin as a pocket.
Okay, so I'll go back at you with this one, Howard. You remember the guy we worked with who was 40 who had the circumcision?
Yeah.
And he was a clean guy. He wasn't doing anything weird that we know of. You know what I mean? Like it can go both ways. I mean,
but you really can have a problem. you know, I don't know what his problem was, but it can become a problem, and then you get it fixed.
I don't know a lot of guys circumcised who have these kind of issues.
Russell is on the phone. He wants to weigh in. Go ahead, Russell.
Hey now. So, Sal is like not the greatest example for this. Sal, I love you. But you're doing some fucked up shit, man. Like, it's, you know, you can't, like the wrapping and all that stuff, you're creating the problem. But like, I'm a 41-year-old man. I'm uncircumcised. Everything is cool. You take care of it. That's all that you need to do. I mean, there's, you know, vaginas stink. Dicks stink from time to time. Vaginas stink, like, whatever. You have to take care of your shit. And I think that's the best. Will is, like, the most sound advice. I'm sorry that you're not, you know, you've got something to deal with because you don't know how to necessarily take care of it. But I also have a young son that's not circumcised. And, like, I'm going to show him how to clean it. Like, that's what you do. And you take care of it. And,
fair enough.
Sal's whole idea of pouching it is fucked. Like, it's...
But, yeah, it sounds gross. Do women ever get turned off by the extra skin, though? I mean, I got enough problems with women. I don't need one more barrier.
Again, in the United States, where women are used to seeing only circumcised penises, sometimes women are freaked out by a foreskin.
So I'm with Will. What Will said, you know, there's peer pressure involved. I chose not to make my children the pioneers in this movement. I am guilty.
Yeah, you butchered your children for the sake of them fitting in. You should feel really
They don't remember it. And they don't hate me for it.
Do your kids, Will, ever say to you, Dad, why didn't you make our penises look like your penis?
Yeah, he does. Or he hasn't asked that, but I'll explain to him. I'm like, yeah, they cut off the tip of my penis and they didn't do that to you. You're lucky. And it ain't
off the tip of your
penis. When he's 20 years old and he says, you know, this is so horrific and women won't look at him, he can go do it and make that decision for himself if he really wants to do it.
All right, fair enough.
You realize how painful that will be at 20, though, right?
It's painful when you're a baby. You just don't forget it. And maybe it traumatizes you more than you actually think.
I'll tell you, the anger I have towards my mother for not doing that. About once a month, I'll get into an argument with her, and I'll say, what were you thinking? Look what I have to deal with. Why wouldn't you do this? A lot of anger.
All right, well, let's go back to Peter. Peter, what is your decision? Are you going to circumcise your son?
I don't know. I think I'm going to save this recording, and when he asks me in 20 years, I'll just say I called a radio show, and this is what I
came
up.
And you got no advice.
And you saw a guy stick his foreskin up his ass.
Well, that's a bonus.
I don't know. I mean, we could discuss this all day. Balls, you got something to add to this?
Oh, I sure do, Howard. I'm super against circumcision. I've had problems because of it since I was little. I actually had a problem from a circumcision when I was born, and as I got older, you know how you have the ring around the bottom of your cock, like at the bottom of the head of your cock, and it goes into your shaft? Because of a bad circumcision, it all grew together. So as I got older, I was about 6 or 7, and because of that, they actually had to carve my cock like a fucking Thanksgiving turkey and, like, carve a ring into it, and it was all because of that bad circumcision. I've had problems up to now. I still have problems, because of it. So, yeah, that's definitely not a good idea.
You know, that's one of the reasons why that's why I think I'd get paranoid about if I had a son and if I had to circumcise him, I'd be afraid of this shithead who might fucking up and cutting his dick off.
Right.
And like, that would just be awful.
Hey, boner.
You know, so. And I mean, Balls here saying he always had, that's how he got his nickname. He's got no cock, so he's only got balls.
He's balls.
He's balls. His original nickname was going to be penis. But.
I've heard, by the way, Howard,
if I get an erection, there's like a corner, like in a corner of my cock, like where they even cut it wrong. It's painful all the time. I mean, it's definitely don't do it.
Well, where did you go to get this done? A discount place?
What's your shop?
No, actually, my family doctor when I was a young guy. I was probably about 6 or 7 years old, and I thought he did it. You know, I thought he was a trusted physician, but yeah, it's been a problem my whole life.
But why'd you wait till so long? Why'd you wait till 7 to get a circumcision?
Well, I mean, I was a kid, and I mean, I didn't really, you know, it kept getting infected. I didn't even know it. Was really a problem until it started getting infections, and then my mom took me to the doctor, and he's like, "Oh yeah, you don't have like a ring around your cock. That's a problem." So
is that why they call you balls? Because you're seriously? I mean, like, is that when your cock got all fucked up?
Nah, man. Like, they just, my friends started calling me that. I don't know why. I mean, I guess because I got humongous fucking balls.
I've got balls.
Tell us more.
I got news for you. You know,
I'm confused now. Did you get circumcised as a baby?
No, seven years old.
Seven.
And then have the ring.
Yeah.
Needing to be repaired.
Yeah, it didn't heal right. Like, it didn't heal right, and it got all grew together. And then, they had to go and try to carve me like a pumpkin and carve a fucking ring into my cock. And it's been a problem my whole life.
Well, balls. All right, gotcha. All right, had enough of that. Good Lord, man! You know what the moral? What's the question? But the moral of that story really is: he never should have been circumcised at seven. They should have just taught him how to clean his cock up.
Right, that was what was happening. His family wasn't able to teach him how to take care of himself.
And I got to tell you, yeah, and a lot of guys, a lot of these doctors don't know what the fuck they're doing with circumcisions too. You know, it's not like
Do you want to be the one they practice on? You know, they got to start somewhere.
Yeah. How many of you have you done? You're my first. Okay. go ahead, Ronnie.
Somebody's
Ronnie has
gotta
a question.
Be that guy.
Sal, I got another question for you. Sure. Why? When you jerk off, do you jerk off into your pouch?
No, not...
And then empty it.
Okay, yes, that's a good question, Ronnie.
It is?
Yeah, it's certain times if I'm laying in bed and I'm not accessible to tissues, I'm by myself, I jerk off and then I clip my pouch, I hold the top of the pouch, I pinch it, and then I run to the bathroom and I dump it out.
Why not come into your hand?
I was going to ask that same question. Why not?
Yeah. It would make a mess.
We're both intellectuals, Ronnie. We have the same questions. Why not just come
jerk off into your NASCAR tire?
Yeah, why don't you jerk off into your NASCAR tire?
That's a good question.
Yeah. No, Sal, seriously, why not jerk off into your hand and save yourself aggravation?
Well, then my hands would be all messy and gooey. I don't know. I just think it's easier just to, I just shut it. And I dump it. Set it and forget it.
Like a turn.
Wow. Oh, it's so convenient. It's really nice.
It's like having a knapsack with you.
That's why it stinks all the time, though.
Yeah, that's true. Like what Chris said, after I jerk off and there's semen on your penis, and even if you wipe it down, that stink is like, whoa, Madonna mia, forget it. It's great.
Right, it's the pre and post cum too, right, Sal?
Yeah.
Rob, you have the last word on this to help Peter out with his son's circumcision.
All right. Well, when I was 21, I had the circumcision done because basically when I was a kid, it was embarrassing having, you know, seeing your penis was different than everybody else's, and that was, you know, that was just something you kind of get over. But then, you know, I did experience issues like, you know, others have said. When you're having sex, you know, it would be sometimes painful when the skin would pull back. Sometimes I didn't have the, you know, the smell issue until kind of later in life, but I really just found it to be, kind of disgusting. And so I finally decided to have the circumcision done. And, you know, the negative about it is the amount of pain that there was from the surgery. I mean, it was the most painful thing I've ever experienced in my entire life, and I wouldn't wish it on anybody, but I'm glad I did it. And
that's what I've heard from other guys who got it. That's what I've heard from other guys who got adult circumcisions. They say it was so painful that it was the
recovery. It's a tissue that's full of nerve endings.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah. And I was dating a girl at the time, and she was, you know, like to have sex a lot, and so she was anxious to get going on it, and so, you know, and this was kind of a horrible thing, but, you know, we put a condom on, and it literally ripped the stitches because of, you know, getting an erection, and it tore from the stitches, and which wasn't a fun experience, but again, it's without a doubt, I've got two sons myself, I'm so glad I got it done. I would absolutely, absolutely do it. I mean, it's just
It is. This is a guy who went and got an adult circumcision.
He's still for the mutilation.
I see Chris Wilding. His head is spinning, thinking, I got to go get one of these. But he's afraid. I understand, you know. Well, Peter, the only thing I can tell you is this. You have a big decision to make whether to circumcise your son. In order to help you now, I will go around to the panel and find out their final vote. Robin, you are now about to give birth to a son. Do you circumcise or not? Yes or no? That's all I'm looking for.
No.
No. Sal.
No.
Will.
No.
Chris.
Yes.
I can't believe I'm saying this. Richard.
Yes.
Fred.
Yeah. No. No circumcision.
Ronnie.
Yes.
Gary.
Yes.
Well, there's your answer.
The vote? No, who's Howard. Howard.
Who's counting?
Howard?
Yes, Sabbath, yes. 5-4.
I think, I hate to say this because I don't believe in circumcision, but yes, I would do it.
Wow. How?
You would?
I followed you. I followed your lead here.
I know, but
that
I can't.
That is horrible, Howard.
I think I'm a hypocrite. Howard, I'm pretty sure I'm one of those. I'm Hippocrates himself.
Seeing a guy fuck himself with his own foreskin really does make you change your mind.
I know it's wrong to do. I know there is not a God up there who says, oh, yes, you were born imperfect, and what you need to... I know this is a man-made bullshit thing.
I didn't finish the job. Cut that off.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I forgot to cut that off. I made children wrong. I'm telling you, it's as wrong as cutting off a woman's clitoris in some of these tribal situations. So it is wrong 100%, but I'd probably
do it.
But you
would do it.
I would do it. That's crazy. I'm going to lock myself up in a mental institution right now. Poor Will is listening to me.
For the panel.
Go ahead, Ronnie Puppet.
Yeah. When you're getting pegged in the ass with a big dildo, does it look any different if you're circumcised or uncircumcised? Wow, I want to know.
Well, here's the answer, Peter. It is 100% wrong to circumcise your son, but you should do it anyway. Right, Robin?
I say, Peter, get the best medical advice that you possibly can, and then you make your decision. Don't listen to these wackos. You can see that. That's crazy.
Just flip a coin.
Well, you got that right.
My dad's uncircumcised, but he got me circumcised because he had some issues.
There you go.
That's I got a question.
What did question. He just say?
Ronnie says Ronnie likes to say, I've got a question. Go ahead, Ronnie.
I got a question.
Yeah. So do you feel that when you get circumcised when you're a baby, does it affect how big your cock grows?
Who are you asking? Believe
he's asking
do you
a medical
think it's
expert.
Like a harness.
I feel something horrible went wrong with my circumcision. My dick ain't. My dick is so small, I feel they must have cut something off.
So it stunted your growth.
That's right. That's right, Robin. It was traumatic. I got a big nose and a small dick. Wait a second. Ronnie Puppet says he wants to ask a question.
Okay. I got another question. If you don't get a circumcision, do you have to go up a size in a cock ring?
All right. Okay. Marianne wants to advise, and then we got to get out of here. Go ahead, Marianne.
You have to ask your pediatrician, Howard. That's the person when you have your baby that's going to guide you. And once they give you the answer, then you have to think about it. But when you're a new parent, you go with what the pediatrician says. Not Sal saying he's sticking his penis up his behind and putting things in his pouch. That's one in a million. That's like a Believe It or Not. That's a Ripley's Believe It or Not show.
Right. I like that Sal. I like that Sal's kind of like, you know, thank God I didn't get circumcised. I wouldn't have anything to do on the radio if I couldn't stick my foreskin up my asshole.
I fell in love with it because I could use it in my radio career.
And I like he goes, I didn't circumcise my son because I looked at them and I thought, they're not going to be in radio. So what do they need it for? It's tremendous logic.
Hey, my dick is paying off my mortgage, so I'm all for this.
We could do a week-long special on Howard 100 of just Sal's foreskin.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Thank you for that, Richard. That was a good way to close the segment. And
love
we
you, Richard. Thank you.
All right. There you go. You know, Peter, we'll let us know what you do, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
No, thank you. We're completely indecisive on it. Who wants to end the show with Jeff the Drunk singing a tribute to Charlie Daniels? Anybody like that idea?
No, I don't. I don't.
Let's take a vote.
No!
Robin, what do you say?
No.
That's one no. Sal?
I say yes.
Will?
No.
Two no's, one yes. Chris?
Yes, please.
Oh.
Richard?
No, I'd rather see Sal stick his foreskin in his ass again.
Well, that's an option.
So we got two yeses and three no's.
You got three no's and two yeses. That is correct, Robin. Fred?
No, please.
That's the wrong hand.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's four. Okay, I forgot. This is the no hand. Okay.
This is the no hand.
Ronnie?
No.
Gary Delabiti.
I'm going with yes.
Well, I go with yes, but
what about Robin?
Robin was already voted. It's 5-4 no, so I have to break the news to Jeff. Jeff, sorry. I was going to end the show with you doing your tribute to Charlie Daniels. I voted yes, but there were five no's, so we're not going to hear it. Sorry.
That would have been awesome, though.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
Just so people know what they're missing, what were you going to do, Devil Goes Down to Georgia?
Yes, I was.
Mm. Well, all right. Well, we'll never know what that sounds like.
We're going to miss that. Or unless you want me to do another song.
We don't want you to do a song at all.
Yeah, I think the vote was like they just don't want you to sing.
No!
I was into it.
Me too.
But if you could put your foreskin in your ass, we'd be all about that. But thank you for the call, Jeff. Thank you. All right.
What if I put my stump in my ass?
Right. And we should have asked Jeff his opinions on circumcision. I didn't think
that's true. Is he circumcised?
Well, you'll never know. Oh, he is?
Yeah, he sent me a dick pic a couple weeks ago.
Because when I look at the life of Jeff the Drunk, I kind of imagine that he's feral. Like, he had no parenting or anything. So I can't imagine they actually went and got him circumcised. You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
I've
seen the dick pic. His dick is atrophied like his arm. It just kind of wilts. It just kind of wilts. It looks like it's dead.
It's gray. It's like mystery meat.
No blood flow.
Did you say it was gray?
It just lays there. It's not that big either.
It's gray, Gary?
I'm saying it's gray.
Oh, Gary has studied
it. You want me to show you?
Like, Gary knows a lot about his dick.
You have a drunk dick pic, Chris?
Yeah, he sent it to me. And it's weird. Like, he's always going like, hey, you know, I'm not gay, but you might like this. And
Every
year in upstate New York, ha, ha, ha. Well... Oh, here it is. Hang on. Here we are. Just got to scroll up. You ready?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
What the fuck is that?
Oh, my God.
What is that?
Oh.
He is circumcised.
Howard, the one I saw.
Longer.
You didn't like that?
The one I saw.
Yeah.
Dude, the one I saw, the head of the penis was stuck to the side of his leg. Do you know what I mean? Like, he had so it wasn't even moving. It was very fun.
It looks like a swollen thumb.
Got matted pubes too.
By the way, not a lot of straight guys send dick pics to gay men, do they?
But you know, Jeff has been romancing men for a long time.
He just didn't know it.
Yeah, he looked at women in his defense.
Just called him out and he said, he was joking.
Well, I don't know about you guys.
No, I said to him one day, are you okay? Like, out of the blue, because he was being weird on Twitter, and I just get the dick pic back, and he says, you tell me.
Oh.
Thank you, doodle do.
All right. Well, anyway. Let us just say that it's been a long show, but a fruitful show. We've had fun. We've talked about circumcision. We talked to Jim Carrey. We heard Future Robin. There was so much fun going on. It's hard to walk away from the microphone when all this fun is going on.
Well, I'm just thinking about it, putting things in perspective. You know, we started with Jim Carrey and we ended with Sal's dick, his foreskin in his ass.
And dare I say that I believe guys like Jim Carrey pioneered the way for Sal to do his ass humor, because Jim started in movies with ass humor. So, in a way, wasn't he an influence, Sal?
Big time. I mean, one of my favorite moments was when I first saw Mr. Buttcheeks. I absolutely love it. And when Jim climbed out of that rhinoceros's ass in Pet Detective. He's amazing.
That was great.
That was hilarious.
Well,
so thank you, also, Jim Carrey, for that.
Absolutely. And also on the show, we said goodbye to Carl Reiner. And then we saw Sal fuck his own ass with his penis.
That's true. That's true.
The big closer.
And Jeff, you know, by the way,
this job does have its highs and its lows.
Jeff, by the way, where do you stand on circumcision? You for it or against it?
Well, I'm personally, I'm against it.
What's going on?
Oh, because I never had it done.
You're circumcised, right?
I'm not. I've never been cut. I'm uncut.
You are?
Wait a second.
Did Chris show us the wrong dick?
No.
Does he not? No, I've seen it before.
It was pulled. Gary, you had an erection and it's pulled back.
No, here's what's happening. There's a lot of confusion. We all, you know, my. It looks like.
Dick.
Are you sure that's Jeff's dick you're showing us?
Howard, yes. On my mother's life.
But there's no foreskin there.
Unless Jeff sent me the wrong dick.
My fucking dick.
What?
Or are you taking your fucking somebody else's dick?
No, it's in the DM you sent me. You're cut, Jeff. If that's your dick, you don't have foreskin.
You dick!
Jeff, do you not know you're circumcised?
Can you quickly take a picture right now?
You dick!
You've seen it!
Jeff. I'm telling you, you're cut.
In my dick.
Jeff, the picture that Chris just showed me is of a guy without a foreskin. And he says it's your dick.
You're Jeff the drunk.
What we're demanding is a picture of your dick with a newspaper next to it with today's date.
Can't do that, no.
It's finally interesting.
I'm surely compare him. Surely has dick pics of the O.
Howard, sadly, I can confirm, and I'm very depressed that I can, but I can confirm that that is his dick, yes.
See, when
so
I think
of him,
surely knows that dick.
He is uncircumcised.
Like the back of his head.
Surely you're saying he's uncircumcised.
No, he's not uncircumcised. The picture that Chris is showing you is accurate. That is Jeff's dick. I don't know what he's talking about. And not to mention, Jeff sends out so many dick pics. He has a stock dick pic photo that he sends out.
Like
and
a headshot.
Yeah.
It's like a headshot,
I received two emails from two separate women and then one from a guy saying that they just friended him and within 2 minutes, he sends them dick pics.
See, here's the thing.
I think he has a stunt
dick. Yeah, I know. No, I know what they're fucking looking for. They're looking for that. It's fucking, the way some of them act.
I wasn't looking for your dick, Jeff.
I wish I knew what he's saying. I mean, it's like fascinating that we can't even. Yeah, but here's what I think. It makes sense to me
because I felt bad for you having to look at fucking high pitch Eric, that fucking fool.
All right.
Wow.
So what Jeff is saying is, he sent Chris a dick pic because he felt bad for Chris that he had to look at high pitch Eric's cock. He said, here's something you might enjoy.
Dick. What the fuck?
Right.
Is that also why you sent me your address?
Oh, yeah.
You did.
I didn't send my address.
You told me where you live in upstate.
Do you want you?
Lies.
Are you into guys?
No.
Jeff, be honest. Like, at this point, you just take action, right? It doesn't matter who it's from.
Oh. No, I'm not into guys.
But why can't you show us a dick pic right now?
What's that?
Why can't you just take a picture right now?
Show us your cock.
You know, first of all, I'll tell you what I think. I think, first of all, it doesn't surprise, you know, I would think that Jeff the Drunk his parents wouldn't even care to get him a circumcision. Like, I don't even think they just, whatever came out, they just tuck. That's what I think. So the idea that he's circumcised doesn't
none
even
of
fit.
His kids are circumcised.
What? Circumcised.
None of us were cut. What the Howard fuck, man?
I'm so confused because that is a cut dick that he sent us.
An unusual thing.
Do you know what it means to be circumcised, Jeff? Because I'm starting to think you might not know.
It means, you get the tip of your dick cut off.
Right. So you have a foreskin.
I can understand.
All right, look.
Wow.
Here's Howard, what I learned, and I got to get out of here. But look, here's what I learned. Here's what I learned.
Cut off the tip of your dick when you're a fucking child.
A mole,
I know
said.
The fucking concept.
Howard, he's on Zoom. We can have him show it to us tomorrow if you want.
Well, look, here's, I got to wrap this up. You know, first of all, Jeff the drunk being circumcised doesn't compute in my mind that somebody even bothered to get him circumcised. So,
but why does he look circumcised if that's his picture?
I don't know. And why is he sending his address and dick pic to Chris Wilder?
I'm not sending my address. You did. That is completely bullshit.
You said you were in upstate New York, and then you said you were a half hour out of a certain area.
In the wrong. Yeah.
Jeff, I have it right here.
I
am upstate also. I am half an hour outside of blank.
With Julie, and I said as a joke. I'm in East Bergen.
Funny joke.
I love when he explains himself, Shuli, because you never know what he's saying.
I was to meet me for a fucking rendezvous.
I was sending to Shuli a Schenectady. It was a fucking joke.
Let me tell you something. A lot of gay acts start as jokes, okay?
Oh, I was going to say, he needs a new joke writer. Howard.
Let me write, Chris. Am I right?
I've been doing those up my ass.
A lot of jokes have ended right in my ass.
And I'll tell you what. A lot of prisoners, after they're locked up in jail for a long time, they start fucking guys. And it sounds to me.
You've been locked up a long time.
I've been locked up in that trailer.
I ain't fucking blowing the mail, man. Who knows, I ain't fucking Bigfoot, motherfucker face.
All right.
Calm down.
There you go. I think from this, from the picture I'm seeing of Jeff's dick, Jeff is confused. He thinks he is uncircumcised, but I do believe he is circumcised. That's what I believe. That's what I'm leaving the show with today. Jeff the drunk is circumcised, but doesn't know it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Oh. And his cock is great.
I didn't think I was.
And Jeff, if you want to solve this, send Chris a picture of yourself without an erection, soft. And Chris will know if you're circumcised or not, okay?
That's your assignment.
Oh, my God. I really don't give a fuck.
All right. Okay. All right. Anyway, I do want to thank...
That he doesn't send you a picture of himself. I really don't think those are pictures of Jeff. Otherwise, he'd send another one.
Send the picture of...
I send you a picture of me. I send you a video of me coming. What the fuck am I gonna not send you a real dick pic? Get the fuck out of here.
I'm a professional.
What did he just say?
Surely will repeat.
I send you a video of me masturbating. Why the fuck would I send you a picture of my dick? Think about
that. Was
that
a joke.
What do you say, Shirley?
About that, I sent you a video of me coming. So why would I send you a dick pic? Think about that.
Shirley, we gotta see that video.
Yeah. Right after I finish throwing up from Sal sticking his foreskin in his own ass. It's unbelievable.
There you go.
All right, Jeff. Jeff. All right.
Thank you.
And Jeff Shuli, let me thank you for weighing in. And what is your opinion on all this?
I already told you my opinion. I explained it to you. It's my dick. But I don't know if I'm circumcised or not. So wrap your mind around that.
Why did you send a Chris, a gay man, your penis, if you, and plus your address?
It's a goddamn joke, motherfucker. Fucking fuckface. It's a fucking bit. I thought this was a comedy show.
When he talks, you know, you just don't even know what he's saying. All right. Anyway, I do want to end the show. And somehow this show was brought to you by Casper. Let's not forget. Yeah, Casper offers comfortable mattresses and products at affordable prices. To learn more, visit Casper.com. And let me tell you, I can point to Fred and Robin and several other people on this show. All have Casper mattresses, and they will tell you in a very clear way. Not like like Jeff can tell you he has a Casper mattress, but you wouldn't know it, right?
You
is that right?
Know.
I love Casper mattress, and I love it.
You do love
it. I said you push it to me out of the Casper mattress and get rolling over. It's just that easy.
Right. You love your Casper.
Oh, my God. I love Casper. What, are you nuts?
Well, I love Casper. Everyone does. It's there's a doctor. I want to get out of here, but there's a doctor on the phone who says that we're wrong about circumcision. Can we just wrap it up with him? Let go quick,
what
a
is,
doctor.
What is it we're wrong about? We've said everything.
I don't even know what we've said.
Howard,
how can we be wrong?
Howard,
you said nothing. Yeah.
In America and the world, listen to me. These are fungal infections, the same as angular chelitis that you get around your mouth. These cracks and splits are fungus. There's a reason there are circumcisions. This is, I don't know where you get off speaking medically. Who the fuck are you to talk about this? You have no idea what you're discussing. You just want to be right. You want to be heard. You're ruining yes. people with this.
I am?
Oh, so you're for circumcision.
Absolutely. There's a reason medically this happened to begin with. Why do you think thousands and millions and billions of people have done it over the 1,000 years? There's a reason. It smells. It creates fungal infection. It gives women fungal infections, which are yeast infections. I mean, what the fuck? How can you give this advice? Who are you?
Well, wait a second.
Who the fuck are you? You're barely educated.
First of all, doctor, I don't know if you're a real doctor,
yes.
But... First of all, I don't know that you're a real doctor. Second of all, I'm not.
Well,
someone
I can
asked
assure
my,
you that I am.
Someone asked my opinion of what I would do, and I said I don't think we're born imperfectly. It's like you shouldn't. When a baby isn't born, I don't cut off
his
toe.
Why'd you cut your nose, Howard? Why'd you cut your nose then? Why'd you do that?
This is not a doctor.
I thought you were perfect. Isn't that a mutilation? Isn't that a mutilation? Why did you do that? Why do women get their ears pierced?
No, no,
listen,
no.
Let me tell you something, America. If you want your kid to have a nice life. And not be ridiculed and turn out like Howard and not be ridiculed in the locker room, ridiculed by women, get a circumcision.
Yeah, but Randall, what did I say? What did I say? I said, I don't think circumcision is right, but I would circumcise my kid. So how is I wrong? Fuck off.
You're never wrong, Howard, apparently.
Yeah,
that's
right, good.
Problem.
Bye. Get off.
He's
fuck
not
off.
A doctor. Get the fuck out. Yeah,
fucking Randall. Shut the fuck up, Randall.
Yeah, where'd you go to medical school? Fucking Guam? Asshole.
Motherfuck face.
Tell him off, Jeff.
What the fuck are you, fucking doctor?
Fucking doctor's name would be Randall anyway.
Fucking right. Jerk off.
There's like no Ronnie. Dr. Randalls?
Ronnie's so out of his mind, he's like, there's no way a guy named Randall would be a doctor.
Ronnie Logic.
Ronnie Logic.
That's amazing.
That ain't no doctor. The guy's name is Randall. Fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him in
now,
his
if
head.
His name was Harv or Pete, then he'd be a doctor. So there. Cart.
He's probably a doctor Cart like Bush. Dr. Phil, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
All right. Anyway, thank you. He's a doctor like Dr. Pepper. Thank
Dr.
you.
Dr. Pepper, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you to Casper. Thanks to all the guys. Thanks to Jim Carrey. Thanks to everybody. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.